Yeah, he starts by saying evam dehagatam dehat. So evam, like this, dehagatam, that which is there in the body, dehat, that which is there in the body is the jiva, and dehat, from the deha, what is this? Utkramantam deham purva upatam parityajantam stitam vapi deha dehe tishtantam bunjanam va shabdadinscha upalabamanam gunanvitam sukha dukkha mohadyehi gunaihi anvitam anugatam samyuktam ityartah. So utkramantam, what's the meaning of utkramantam? So he says utkramantam deham purva upatam parityajantam. So purva deham, purva upatam deham, like utkramantam, after leaving deham body, purva upatam, the previous body or the body which has been left. So means parityajantam, after having left, or like after having left or leaving, we can say. Stitam va api, stitam means dehe tishtantam, so being in the body. Bunjanam va, bunjanam means experiencing. So bunjanam va, bunjanam means shabdadinscha upalabhamanam, having, experiencing the vishayas of shabda and other things. So bunjanam means like enjoying, but it means upalabhamanam, means experiencing. Gunanvitam, guna anvitam. So sukha dukkha mohadyehi gunaihi anvitam. Sukha dukkha mohadyehi, like with sukha dukkha moha and other things, and all those guna, with all those gunas, gunaihi, with those gunas, anvitam. Anvitam means anugatam. Anugatam generally means associated or going in conjunction with. That is the meaning of anugatam. So anugatam means samyuktam, identified or associated with. So from the deha, the jiva, utkramantam, when leaving the body, or stitam dehe tishtantam, being in the body, or shabdandishcha, experiencing all those body, along with the or with the gunas, associated or identified with the gunas, all these, under these, all these situations, all these experiences, all these experiences of the jiva. So evam bhutam api, like whatever has been explained till now in all these situations. Enam means this or these, you can say. Atyanta darshana gochara praptam. So this atyanta darshana gochara praptam, praptam, capable of, like of what? Darshana gochara. Darshana gochara means like being able to see with the eyes. Atyantam, atyantam means very easily. So enam, this like this self can be, is atyanta gochara, atyanta darshana gochara praptam. It is in all these situations, it is clearly visible, it is very near, it is like you can very easily see that. But still vimudaha, vimudaha means like drishta adrishta vishaya bhoga bala krishta chetastaya anekada mudaha, vimudaha means many mudas, many ignorant people, anekada mudaha. Who are mudas? Mudas are those who drishta adrishta vishaya bhoga, like bala akrishta chetaha taya anekada mudaha, like with chetas taya means like a person whose mind or whose heart is akrishtam, bala akrishtam, is attracted, strongly attracted towards what? Drishta drishta vishaya bhogam, towards the enjoyment of vishayas which are either seen or unseen, both vishayas. A person's whose heart, whose is whose heart is deluded, whose heart is attracted towards Vishaya Bhogam, such a person is Anekada Mudaha. Such, like, people are called Mudas. Such many Mudas Na Anupashyanti. They don't see. Generally, Anandagiri, in one of his Bhashyas, in one of the chapters of Gita, he explains Anupashyati or Anupashyanti is experience. Pashyanti, Pashya means seeing through the eyes. But Anupashya means like it is directly experienced. So it is Aparoksha Jnanam. So Na Anupashyanti, they don't experience it. Aho Kashtam Vartate Iti Anukroshati Cha Bhagavan. So Shankara says here Bhagavan Anukroshati. He becomes very sad. He regrets this by saying Aho Kashtam Vartate Iti. Oh, how like sad is the situation of such people. Yete but yetu tu but ye who punaha again who pramana janita jnana chakshushah. People who are like who have jnana chakshushah, who have the vision of knowledge. Vision of knowledge pramana janitam is born out of pramanam. So that is the meaning of the word jnana chakshushah. Jnana chakshushah is not mere vision of knowledge, but it is vision of knowledge gained from the scripture, because scriptures alone can give real knowledge. So te, those people enam pashyanti, they see all this, they experience all this, they experience all this as well as they experience the self. Jnana chakshushah means like people who have clear vision means what? Vivikta drishtayah. Vivikta means clarity. Distinctive drishti. Drishti means vision. Ityartah. Thus is the meaning. So this Atman is being enam. This Atman mudaha na anupashyanti, whereas jnana chakshushah means vivikta drishtayah. One who has distinctive knowledge as well as one who has gained this vision of knowledge by means of like pramana janitam. It is out of valid pramanam. Pramana means all the shat pramanam. So it is not mere knowledge. There are people, like even though Ramana Maharshi hadn't learned any scriptures, but he had experienced the self. Still he didn't decry learning of scriptures or the scriptural knowledge. He wrote works as scripture. He read Shankara's works, he read all those. So he was never against scriptural learning, as they say. Like, vicharam alone is enough, he never says it that way. So he's like, and there are, of late there are Nisargadatta Maharaj and many other people are there who claim themselves to be Advaitins, but they don't know scriptures. So without scriptural knowledge or without valid means of knowledge, you cannot gain jnana chakshu. Vision of knowledge cannot be achieved without, like, you cannot gain it through yoga or grace of God. You cannot directly gain it. You will have to have gone through the process of scriptural learning. Ramana's words, if you see Ramana's, each of his words, you can trace it clearly back to the scriptures. But such people who claim themselves to be enlightened but haven't learned the scriptures, if you see their words, you will not find them in the scriptures. It will be against scriptures. Maybe it is directly in Advaitic in nature, but still it will not be the same as scriptures. That's the importance of importance of scriptural knowledge is inevitable. So that is what is one of the important point here, that jnana chakshu can be attained only to pramanam. So true valid knowledge. Any doubt or clear? So Shankara continues. So like there is no sangati here, because it speaks about like the previous shloka was that vimoda na anupashyanti and jnana chakshushah pashyanti. So here it's about yet with res- it's not with respect to knowledge, but with respect to people who are striving in the path. So yatantah prayatnam kurvantah yoginah cha. Cha and means like jnana chakshushah see, and yatantah prayatnam kurvantah yoginah cha. Yogis who have controlled their mind, and prayatnam kurvantah who are striving. So who are not realized, who haven't got jnana chakshuhu, but still who are striving. So yoginah means what? Samahita chittaha. Chittam, whose chittam is samahitam, whose chittam is like focused or concentrated in or established. Enam means what? Prakritam atmanam. Prakritam means like under discussion, whatever is being discussed here. Atmanam pashyanti. They see this Atman. How do they see? I am aham asmi iti upalabhante. They experience this self as I am aham asmi. I am this. And how do they experience? Where do they experience? Atmani. Atmani means swasyam buddhav. So here we see the interpretation of the word Atma. Like Atma here means Atmani here means in Atman. In Atman you cannot see Atman because that is illogical. When you are in the house, you cannot see the house because you are in the house. So in the Atman you cannot see the Atman. So here Atmani means swasyam buddhav, in one's own intellect, in one's own intelligence. So in one's own intellect or antakaranam avastitam, existing. So like yet those who strive, those yogis who are striving, yogis means samahita chittaha, one whose minds are concentrated, they experience this Atman as I am this, in existing in their or residing in their own intellect. So they experience the self in the intellect through bliss or whatever way we say. Yatanto api, but yatantah api, though striving means like Shankara clearly here mentions shastradi pramanaihi, means shastradi pramanaihi yatnam kurvanti prayatnam kurvantah. So that is the meaning there. Shastradi pramanaihi yatantah api. So yatantah, those who are striving means they are striving with learning scriptures and other pramanas. So here Shankara clearly says that, okay, jnana chakshu means pramana janita jnanam is important. So first case is when you don't have pramana janita jnanam, and then you are going after drishta drishta vishaya bhogam, then you can't see the self. And in the case of like pramana janita jnanam itself, if your mind is not concentrated, if your mind is not controlled, if your mind is not focused, means nididhyasanam doesn't happen, then you don't see it. So in shastra, in the shastra, learning the scriptures as well, it is not mere learning of scriptures, but it is also samahita chittam, means focused mind is also essential. Just going on learning scriptures for years doesn't make a person enlightened. So that's why you see in Paramartha's case, you see 20 people with 10, 15, 20 years sitting there. But if you ask them, are they happy? They are happy. But they are happy, it is like the anandam that you get in sleep. It's not the anandam of the self. If it is the anandam of the self, just if the class is not there, or if something goes wrong, then also they will be happy. But that's not the case. That is the problem there. There, shastradi pramanam is there. Yatnam is there with respect to shastra, with respect to study of scriptures, but still there is no samahita chittam, there is no focusing. Focus is not on the Atman, but focus is just on mere shastra learning under a guru, that's it. That is not essential. Shastra jnanam is just only for the intellect. Once you get knowledge, once you get shravanam, then you have to do mananam and nididhyasanam, you have to do. That is for the concentration of the mind. That's when the mind becomes focused. So that is essential. So like a person, yatanto api shastradi pramanaihi, though a person is doing effort with respect to learning of the scriptures, akrata atmanah, one who is akrata atmanah means, like Shankara gives the meaning as asamskrita atmanah, one who is not samskritam. Samskritam means like which is well formed, well established or well formulated. A person is not well formulated by means a person who lacks things. Lacks things of what? Lack things of tapasa indriya jayena cha. So in tapasa indriya jayena cha asamskrita atmanah. Atmanah, those whose mind is asamskritam through tapas and indriya jayam. Asamskritam through tapas and indriya jayam means one who lack it. That's the meaning there. One who lack tapas as well as indriya jayam. And duscharitat anuparataha means like it's not that asamskrita atmanah means like one who lack tapas and indriya jayam. Not only that, but who uparata, upara means like getting rid of. Duscharitat anuparataha, from bad habit, bad content, anuparataha, one who doesn't get away from bad habits. And ashantam means one whose mind is not calm. Darpaha, one who is proud as well. So akrita atmanah means asamskritam through tapas and indriya jayam, duscharitat anuparataha, ashantam and darpaha. So such people prayatnam kurvanto api, they do strive na enam pashyanti, they don't see this atman. Achetasah means avivekinah. Achetas means like one, chetas means like proper intellect. So vivekam is there. For such people, vivekam is not there because they haven't controlled their mind, they haven't controlled their organs, they haven't got rid of bad content. Such people don't see the Atman. This is a general explanation alone, that okay, people who do bad actions and who are proud and who are ashantam and all, but it's all the state of the mind that is explained on, like bad content. Duscharitat means like duscharitam doesn't mean external karma, it only means internal attachment of the mind when you are doing karma. Because the same way Krishna says in couple of places that okay, apichet sudhuracharo bhajate imam ananya bhag. Sudhuracharam, a person is doing bad conduct, and that too like sudhuracharam, the maximum bad he can do. Apichedasi papebhya sarvebhya papakrittamah. A person has done maximum papam, such a person has done it thinking of me, then he is to be considered a sadhu. So here all this is with respect to the state of mind and not with respect to the external action. So that is the important thing here, like that this kind of explanation of yatantam and all those things are with respect to the mind and not with respect to external action. You cannot gauge a person with external action. That's why it's more important, rather than these shlokas, more it is always good to have tapas indriya jayam, like ashantam and like getting rid of bad habits and all. But that's not the end. There are people who don't smoke, there are people who don't drink, but they are not realized. That doesn't mean they are happy than people who smoke. There are people who haven't married. Atal Bihari Vajpayee hasn't married. That doesn't mean that he is without marriage, therefore he is realized. He is no way near to it. So like there are certain criteria, but it doesn't mean that just following those criteria alone makes a person realized or makes a person progress in the path. So it's all with respect to the inner attitude. That is what is important here. Here it's all with respect to inner attitude and not external actions and all. It's always good to be not do bad habits and all. But still, if vasanas permit make a person do it, okay, duscharitam, I drink 5 cups of coffee daily. That is a duscharitam, that is bad. Coffee is not good, it is drug, narcotics, you shouldn't drink it. So I am doing bad. So that doesn't mean that, okay, I am doing bad, therefore I am not realized. It's only that you can try to reduce it. If you are not able to, if vasanas are strong that it makes you do it, then just offer it, change the attitude. Vasana will still remain, but still it will not affect you. That aspect is also quite important. If we forget that aspect, then it's only external gauging of a person will happen. Yeah, the next line that is the long line is the sangati for the 12th shloka. So this ends the 11th shloka as well.